LODISH 7.4. Bioinformatics. Vast amounts of DNA sequence have already been determined, and the pace at which new sequences are characterized is continuously accelerating. Computers are necessary to store and distribute this enormous volume of data. Bioinformatics is the rapidly developing area of computer science devoted to collecting, organizing, and analyzing DNA and protein sequences. The principal databanks where such sequences are stored are the GenBank at the National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland, and the MBL Sequence Database at the European Molecular Biology Laboratory in Heidelberg. These databases continuously exchange newly reported sequences and make them available to molecular cell biologists throughout the world on the Internet. Newly derived sequences can be compared with previously determined sequences to search for similarities, called homologous sequences. Protein coding regions can be translated into amino acid sequences, which also can be compared. Because of degeneracy in the genetic code, related proteins often exhibit more homology than the genes encoding them. As we saw in the previous section, databases of partial cDNA sequences S databases are particularly useful in designing probes for screening libraries. Stored sequences suggest functions of newly identified genes and proteins. As discussed in Chapter 3, proteins with similar functions often contain homologous amino acid sequences that correspond to important functional domains in the three-dimensional structure of the proteins. Discovery that a protein encoded by a newly cloned gene exhibits such homologies with proteins of known function can provide revealing insights into the function of the cloned gene. To illustrate this approach, we consider an F1, a human gene identified and cloned by methods described in Chapter 8. Mutations in an F1 are associated with the inherited disease neurofibromatosis 1, in which multiple tumors develop in the peripheral nervous system, causing large protuberances, in the skin the elephant man syndrome. Before the NF1 gene was cloned, there was little understanding of the molecular basis of the disease. After a cDNA clone of NF1 was isolated and sequenced, the deduced sequence of the NF1 protein was checked against all other protein sequences in GenBank. A region of NF1 protein was discovered to have homology to a yeast protein called IA figure 730. Previous studies in yeast had shown that IA is a gap-type protein. These proteins regulate the function of a second type of protein called RAS. This finding was significant, because the human RAS gene was known to be mutated in many human tumors. As we examine in detail in Chapters 20 and 23, GAP and RAS proteins normally function to control cell replication and differentiation in response to signals from neighboring cells. Because of its sequence homology with GAP, researchers hypothesized that NF1 also would regulate RAS. The NF1 protein subsequently was expressed from the cloned gene by methods described later, and, indeed, was found to regulate RAS activity. These findings suggest that in individuals with neurofibromatosis, who have a defective NF1 gene, a mutant NF1 protein is expressed in cells of the peripheral nervous system. The resulting abnormal interaction between the mutant NF1 and RAS leads to inappropriate cell division and tumor formation. Another example of this approach involves the BRCA1 gene. Women who inherit a mutant form of this gene have a high probability of developing breast cancer before age 50. The BRCA1 gene was isolated by methods described in Chapter 8, and a cDNA of the BRCA1 mRNA was cloned and sequenced, revealing the amino acid sequence of the BRCA1 protein. Sophisticated methods of sequence comparison revealed that BRCA1 protein is distantly but significantly related to the SRVGA RAD9 protein, a cell cycle checkpoint protein, which functions to control cell division in yeast Chapter 13. Based on this clue, several laboratories have initiated experiments to determine if the BRCA1 protein functions similarly to the SRVGA RAD9 protein. These examples illustrate how insight into the molecular basis of inherited human diseases can be gained by identifying and cloning the associated mutant gene, and then comparing the sequence of the encoded protein with the sequences of other proteins stored in databanks. This general approach for revealing the molecular function of various proteins simply by sequencing the DNA that encodes them will undoubtedly increase as the sequences of more proteins with known functions are determined, and as new computer methods are devised for identifying potentially significant relationships between sequences. Comparative analysis of genomes reveals much about an organism's biology. The availability of the complete genome sequences of several organisms now permits the comparative analysis of genomes, a branch of bioinformatics known as genomics. With this approach, much can be learned about the biology of organisms that are difficult to culture, even when few, if any, of their proteins have been isolated and studied directly. For example, Table 7.3 lists the approximate number of proteins predicted to function in several basic cellular processes for 5 microorganisms with fully sequenced genomes. Most proteins from 3 of these organisms, Mycoplasma genitalium, Metanococcus janastri, and Haemophilus influenzae, have not been studied directly. Rather, their functions are inferred from their sequences by comparison with previously studied proteins of model organisms, like E. coli and S. rhodesia. M. genitalium has the smallest known genome of any cell. Figure 7.31 shows a diagram of the entire M. genitalium genome indicating the positions of all long open reading frames or FS sequences that can encode polypeptides containing 100 or more amino acids. Most of the proteins encoded by these long ORFs have been assigned postulated functions based on their sequence homology with proteins of known functions from E. coli and other better studied bacteria. M. genitalium, which lives as a parasite within epithelial cells lining primate urogenital and respiratory tracts, is extremely difficult to culture separately from its host eukaryotic cells. Nonetheless, a great deal can be inferred about M. genitalium from an analysis of its genome sequence. For example, the M. genitalium genome does not encode many of the enzymes of intermediary metabolism found in free-living organisms, e.g., E. coli, that can synthesize all their constituents from simple molecules such as acetate and ammonia, plus inorganic ions. The lack of these enzymes suggests that M. genitalium produces its macromolecules primarily from preformed precursors that are transported into its cytoplasm from the cytoplasm of its eukaryotic host cell. Although the M. genitalium genome lacks recognizable genes encoding the enzymes of the tricarboxylic acid TCA cycle and the cytochromes required for oxidative phosphorylation, it does encode the enzymes required for glycolysis of glucose to lactate and acetate. Thus, this organism most likely produces ATP principally from the comparatively simple and low-yield glycolytic pathway chapter 16. Remarkably, the M. genitalium genome almost completely lacks the class of proteins that regulate transcription in other bacteria. This implies that the environment within its eukaryotic host cell is so constant that only minimal regulation of gene expression is required for cell growth and division. Alternatively, M. genitalium may regulate the expression of its genes by mechanisms that differ substantially from other prokaryotes. The M. janastri genome is the first genome from an archaeum to be completely sequenced. A strict anaerob, M. janastri must live in an oxygen-free environment and derives chemical energy by the reduction of CO2 with H2 to produce methane. Genes encoding all the required enzymes for this reductive pathway have been identified in the M. janastri genome. Comparison of the sequences of M. janastri proteins with proteins performing equivalent functions from bacteria and eukaryotes has provided insights about the evolution of these three major classes of life on Earth, as discussed below. H. influenzae is one of the first important human pathogens whose genome has been sequenced. It can cause life-threatening bacterial meningitis and inflammation of the meninges tissue that covers the central nervous system. As a pathogen that normally lives in close association with eukaryotic host cells, H. influenzae lacks many of the enzymes of intermediary metabolism present in E. coli. For this reason, H. influenzae, like M. genitalium, cannot grow on minimal medium. An understanding of the complete set of H influenza genes may provide clues for designing more effective therapies against H influenza infection. Because of the potential of this approach, scientists are determining the complete genome sequences of a number of pathogenic bacteria. An ORF is a DNA sequence that can be divided into triplet codons without any intervening stop codons. Although some polypeptides are shorter than 100 amino acids, these are difficult to predict from DNA sequence alone because short ORFs occur randomly in a long DNA sequence. Long ORFs encoding 100 or more amino acids are unlikely to occur randomly and very likely encode an expressed polypeptide. Homologous proteins involved in genetic information processing are widely distributed. As noted in Chapter 1, there are three cell lineages, two prokaryotic lineages, the bacteria and archaea, and one eukaryotic lineage, see Figure 1-5. All cells, regardless of their lineage, process genetic information in three stages, replication, transcription, and translation. Of the three processing systems, translation appears to be the most universal in its overall design, in that the majority of proteins associated with ribosomes have clear homologs in bacteria, archaea, and eukaryotes. However, eukaryotic ribosomes, which are larger than prokaryotic ribosomes, contain some proteins not found in either bacteria or archaea. Chapter 4. A small number of bacteria-specific ribosomal proteins also occur. In addition, the archaean M. janastae has homologs of a number of eukaryotic ribosomal proteins that bacteria lack. The M. janastae translation initiation and elongation factors and amino acyl tRNA synthetases also are more similar to their eukaryotic counterparts. The characteristics of the signal peptides of secreted proteins, discussed in Chapter 17, are also similar in archaea, bacteria, and eukaryotes, suggesting that the basic mechanisms of membrane targeting and translocation are similar among all three cell lineages. The systems for replicating and transcribing DNA in archaea and eukaryotes are more similar to each other than to the bacterial systems. For example, bacteria lack histones, but the M. janastae genome encodes 5 histones homologous to eukaryotic H1, H2A, H2B, H3, and H4. Chapter 9. This finding suggests that histones play similar functions in genome packaging and regulation of transcription in both archaea and eukaryotes. Likewise, the genomes of archaea, but not of bacteria, contain genes encoding proteins homologous to the transcription factors that help initiate transcription of nuclear genes in eukaryotic cells. Chapter 10. Using methods described later in this chapter, these archaeal proteins have been produced and found to have functions similar to their eukaryotic counterparts. In contrast, the proteins that transcribe the small DNA genomes found in chloroplasts and mitochondria are homologs of the transcription proteins found in bacteria. Mitochondrial and chloroplast ribosomes also resemble bacterial ribosomes more than the cytoplasmic ribosomes of eukaryotes. These new results from genomics imply that the nuclei of modern eukaryotic cells and modern archaea evolved from a common ancestor, whereas mitochondria and chloroplasts evolved from bacteria that formed a symbiotic relationship with an ancient ancestor of the modern eukaryotic cell. In contrast to histones and transcription proteins, many M. janastae proteins involved in cell structure are homologous to bacterial structural proteins and are unrelated to eukaryotic proteins. This pattern reflects the similar structural organization of the two classes of prokaryotic cells and their structural differences from eukaryotic cells. Many yeast genes function in intracellular protein targeting and secretion. The genome from the yeast Escherichia was the first eukaryotic genome to be sequenced in its entirety. So far, about 65% of Escherichia genes have known or predicted functions. As shown in Table 7-3, many basic cell processes are carried out by roughly the same number of proteins in E. coli and yeast. The greatest difference occurs in the number of proteins involved in intracellular protein targeting and secretion, with yeast having about 10 times as many proteins devoted to these processes as E. coli. This difference reflects the complex intracellular membranes and organelles of eukaryotic cells. To determine the function of the remaining 35% of yeast genes, whose function is not yet known or postulated, scientists have organized a worldwide systematic effort to inactivate each of these genes using methods described in Chapter 8. Many of the encoded proteins will probably have equivalents in other eukaryotic cells, including human cells. Indeed, about 45% of the human genes thus far sequenced have similarity to yeast genes. The recently completed sequence of the genome from C. elegans, a small multicellular organism, suggests that many of the human genes without yeast homologs encode proteins required for multicellular animal life. The C. elegans genome encodes numerous proteins specific to multicellular organisms. The sequence of the roundworm C. elegans genome, which was virtually completed in 1998, represents the first sequenced genome of a multicellular organism. The 97 megabytes genome contains 19,100 protein-coding genes, about three times the number of yeast genes, and one-fifth to one-third the estimated number of human genes. Approximately 40% of the predicted C. elegans proteins are homologous to genes of known function from other organisms. By now, 5,000 human genes have been sequenced, mostly as cDNAs. About 75% of the sequenced human genes are homologous to C. elegans genes and are expected to have similar functions. This extensive homology makes C. elegans an excellent model organism for discovering the functions of many human proteins. Comparison of the genomes of S. cerevisia, a single-cell eukaryote, and C. elegans, a simple multicellular eukaryote, reveals that they encode a comparable number of homologous proteins to carry out the basic eukaryotic cellular functions. However, although C. elegans is composed of only 1,000 cells, its genome also encodes a multitude of proteins that participate in several functions critical to the development and functioning of multicellular organisms. Table 7-4. The structures and functions of such proteins, many of which have no homologs in single-celled organisms, are discussed in detail in subsequent chapters. Summary. Computer methods for storing, distributing, and analyzing vast amounts of DNA sequence data are collectively referred to as bioinformatics. Scientists around the world now have access via the Internet to computer banks of stored genomic and cDNA sequences. The function of a protein that has not been isolated often can be predicted based on the homology of its gene or cDNA with DNA sequences encoding proteins of known function. This approach is proving useful in unraveling the functions of proteins encoded by genes whose mutation causes various hereditary diseases. Determination of the complete genome sequences of several organisms has given rise to the discipline of genomics, the analysis and comparison of entire genomes. Genomics already has revealed many homologous proteins among the three major cell lineages. In some respects, archaea are more similar to eukaryotes than to bacteria. The S. cerevisia genome, the first eukaryotic genome to be entirely sequenced, encodes many more proteins involved in intracellular protein targeting and secretion than do prokaryotic genomes. The genome of C. elegans, the first to be sequenced from a multicellular organism, encodes many proteins that have no homologs in single-celled organisms. These proteins participate in the complex gene control and diversity of interactions between cells typical of even quite simple multicellular organisms.